You walked on water for me. Went to the grave, rose on day three. And I noticed it's by faith. No hocus pocus, no one could take your place. You lift me up, yeah, and I was down. I got lost, but I'm never too far to be found. You went to the cross, yeah, for me. You're a boss, yeah, you stole death keys. Stole them from me. Yeah, you stole them from me. Stole them from me. And I owe it all to you. I can do all through you. Your love is far beyond. My heart was cold, Freon. But you never gave up on me. You walked on water for me. Went to the grave, rose on day three. And I noticed it's by faith. No hocus pocus, no one could take your place. You lift me up, yeah, when I was down. I got lost, but I'm never too far to be found. You went to the cross, yeah, for me. You're a boss, yeah. You stole death keys. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Stole them for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, world. How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, Lord Prince Mose, and we are back with the second half of season two. And I'm so excited. I thank God for us being here, and I'm so blessed right now. It's been a long 6 to 7 weeks that we took off. It doesn't even seem like that long. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. You know, we took a 5, 6, 7 week hiatus, like, out of nowhere, really. And it was all off the inspiration of the Lord, and we're back, man. And it just feels good. Like, I'm really excited to be back and to be doing what I love again and touching the world with this message. I'm so honored to be here. I'm so grateful for you to be here. I know that you guys missed me, and I definitely missed you. I didn't want you to feel like I was abandoning you, so I did things periodically on Facebook. But the fact that we're back and we're here, man, it feels good. It's like a breath of fresh air. And today we're going to be talking about Nevertheless. I have some strong insight. I watched The Passion of the Christ again for the 6th or 7th time yesterday, and I seen a whole bunch of new things in it and things that you should probably watch for the next time you watch it. But I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so honored, and I thank you guys for showing up. We're gonna get into it today. This is Nevertheless. You're back with the Prince Mose podcast on Anchor, Spotify, all those good platforms. And we're back for the second half of season two. Before we kick off season three, we're going straight into it because we already took a break. We're fully recharged and refreshed, ready. So we're gonna be getting into it. Nevertheless, God bless you and stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. We are here, Prince Mose Podcast. I'm so excited to be back, guys. Like, Wow, I'm happy. I had a Facebook rant yesterday, and it was great. And I'm so proud of myself because of the simple fact that I always find a way to break out of this box that you guys try to put me in. Y'all always try to do it. Y'all always try to corner me in and make me feel like I need you more than I need to do what God is telling me to do. And I feel like I've done such an amazing job of staying true to the mission and not getting caught up in the hype and actually making it about impact. You know, because I could ride the hype into the sunset and just let y'all think like y'all likes and shares and all that really is the sail to my boat. And I'm so glad that God has built this this strength in me, and he's fortified me, and he's fortified my heart and my mind. And the only sail to my boat and the wind to my whatever you call those things, it's his spirit and his truth. And that means more to me. My loyalty to him means more to me than you guys' perception of me. So I just had to put that out there. But on a lighter note, man, I'm so blessed to be here. I'm so blessed that you guys are still showing up and still showing love. And I look at it like the WWE, like, you guys will be riding my bandwagon and really telling me how great I am. And then I just turn heel out of nowhere, right? I just flip the script and just, like, pretty much just show my butt and just say, no, like, yeah, I'm gonna do the opposite of what you thought. And I love it. I truly love it. I feel like it makes my story much more interesting. I feel like it makes me more interesting. But clearly anybody who follows the spirit will know that I love Jesus and I live for him. Which is funny because I put my introduction to the Friday episode up and I was crying in it. And then I came back the next day and I was watching the Marcus Rogers video and he was crying in a video. I was like, bro, why do they be stealing my swag? I've never seen him cry in a video until, like, I put that video up and I was crying in the background. And I was just like, wow, like, these guys, y'all watch me. Y'all really, like, watch me to get inspiration, don't you? But it's cool. Like, I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset at all. It's very flattering. But, yeah. This is episode 6, season 2. I definitely want to shout out my sponsors, the New Kings. I always get tongue-tied when I say this, guys. Nick Smith Podcast. I crack myself up. And Product of God Clothing. She's new on board, and I'm so proud of her. She's doing tremendous things. And I need one of those phone cases. I definitely got to get those for everybody in the 7. That's a great look. But I'm so honored to have her on board, and she's been showing a lot of love. And I know it gets crazy. I know it seems a little all over the place at times, but trust me, this is very much a God thing, and he has anointed me to free the captives. And the captives are not in jail. I'm not going to jail to free anybody. The captives are in our minds and in our religious systems, and he wants me to break it. So I'm definitely gonna stay on track with it. I'm so honored. Like, y'all really,
don't understand how I feel about what I do. It's so easy for me to get on Facebook and to just go along with the narrative that everybody thinks that is being painted of who I am and what God is doing and just everything. Like, I could go along with it forever and ever. But the fact that I always shatter the mold and I continue to evolve and I continue to risk everybody's perception of me, like, I continue to put it on the line every time, it just speaks to my greatness and it speaks to who I truly am and why God chose me. You know, like, because he knows that, like, I'm willing to put it on the line for him. And I see a lot of people with the church, and I commend them. Like, I'm not saying they do anything wrong, but I just feel like what I'm doing is just bigger, because they'll never do anything to risk it. And this is at least the third time that I've put it all on the line, like, on Facebook. Like, y'all can go check the stats. You probably gonna make them look at it now and it won't be as impactful as it was when I did it. Like, when I was saying what I was saying, I knew in my spirit, like, I was like, bro, like, this is not good for business. You know what I'm saying? Like, me doing this ain't good for business. But I knew in my spirit that it was good for my soul, and it was proving something to God. And it boils down to, I trust God's word. He's told me who I'm gonna be. He's told me where I'm gonna end up. And I trust it. So I know that no amount of Facebook likes, no amount of Facebook shares, none of this can stop it. Y'all can help me, but y'all can't stop me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't work through that, like, he'll just find another way. And I know it, and I trust it. So I'm always willing to just sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what makes me a true servant, true prophet. I usually don't even like to call myself a prophet, but I feel like it actually makes me a true prophet, because out of everybody I see on Facebook, I have so many friends on Facebook who are Christians who post nothing but Jesus things. Out of all of them, I'm the only one that isn't politically correct. I'm the only one who ever just... I mean, it's another dude I see on there. He cusses stuff, like, I don't take it that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I still like some of his stuff when he cusses, because I'm like, bro, like, I'm a human too. Like, it be funny sometimes. And some stuff makes me laugh. And some stuff that he posts about females. And some stuff that he posts about sex. It, like... it's true, like, so I'll be like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? But the way I live my life, you'll never see me cussing on there. You'll never see me really drinking or smoking or doing anything like that in my real life. But I remember when I did that stuff, and I'm not gonna just, like, it's some stuff I won't like. I'm not gonna lie, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's some stuff that I see, like, that I do agree with, but I won't even like it, because I'm like, that is a little far for me. But I still don't think, like, I'm above anything too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people just, like, are weird. They, like, I can't pay attention to none of this, because, like, bro, like... y'all don't understand, like, the more y'all try to judge me, y'all don't understand how close to perfection I actually am. And I don't say it to be cocky or anything, like, it's just my doctrine is so different from y'all that people would assume I'm a sinner. And I am a sinner, because I was born a sinner. But when it really boils down to my lifestyle, I'm a lot holier than people think. I don't watch scary movies, and none of this makes me better than anybody. I realized that, and I feel like that's the biggest thing that I try to tell y'all. Like, none of this makes us better than them, or makes us. And I was thinking a while ago, and I was saying, like, I'm so tired of the us and them narrative. Like, I'm tired of it being like, oh well, they're sinners. But we, when I thought about it, I was like, well, we sinners. Like, so how is it really us and them? Like, I decided the two categories I'm going to base the world off of is people who don't believe in God and people who do. Other than that, there is no divide. You know what I'm saying? So, but this episode is called Nevertheless, and really, I was expecting it to be something totally different, but I'm so excited for what we're talking about, because this is very keen to what I've been going through and everything, and, you know, like, yeah, I love it every time. And what's crazy is that I expect the love and support to go away when I do this stuff, and it really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? If anything, like, it is like wrestling, because it's like when I turn heel, it's like even though they kind of hate me, they still love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's funny to me how God is, because he'll be like, do everything, risk it all, and it's still gonna work in your favor. You know what I'm saying? And some people just won't. They just want to stay in that perfect little bubble, and it looks good, but it's not impactful. It's not changing anything. You didn't catch nobody's attention that didn't pay attention. You didn't do nothing spectacular. It was no flash, no flare. Like, literally what I see these people doing, I see everybody on Facebook doing it. Because I have like 600 to 700 Christian friends who post nothing but Christian memes and stuff, like, so I literally see the same thing all day, and I'll be doing it too, and then I just flip the script, and then more of my former self will come through, but not in a way where I'm cussing or anything like that. Just like, I'll let you know I relate to them. And then the Christians, they get turned off, and they're like, oh my God, like, or the super Christians, I got them super Christians, they get all weird about it, because they like, that's not Jesus. But Jesus is like, that is me. That's the purest form of me. Because at least he's humble enough to know, like, nobody's too far gone, and he's humble enough to realize, like, he's still a part of them, and they need to see and know that he still relates to them, and he still doesn't have all perfect thoughts, and it's not always angels, and like, I never have thoughts of hurting people or like stuff like that, but I might look at a girl and think she's fine, you know what I'm saying, like, dang bro, she gotta be, but you know what I'm saying, like, 'cause I'm a guy. And I think it's okay. I truly do. I'm not married. I think it's okay for us to be humans. Like, God sent us here to have a human experience. To serve him, to honor him, but to be humans. To learn, to make mistakes, and learn from them. To grow. And some people are pushing off their humanity by trying to be so much of Jesus that you're missing Jesus, because he actually needs you to get the people who aren't perfect or think they're perfect like you. And you're never gonna do that if you're not relatable to them, or you don't at least let them know, like, I do relate. I talked to one of my, well, I didn't even talk to him, but this dude, he rapped. Like, we never really saw eye to eye. I'm not gonna say his name. We never really saw eye to eye. Just spiritually, I just know it. Like, we never saw eye to eye. But once I just was like, bro, I'm supporting my friends. Like, I love them. Like, I love what they do musically. Like, I don't listen to rap like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like I go around this. But my friends at home who rap, I will go listen to their stuff. And for weeks now, I haven't really been sharing it. Because I'm like, it's bad for my brand. It's bad for business. I try to stay on brand. But my brand is being diverse. My brand is spreading their messages and their life stories and what they go through. And they trying to get out of the situation like I'm trying to get out. Being in the hood, being in the ghetto, being from the projects. They trying to get out and they doing it the best way they know how with the talent that God gave them. So, I think it's commendable. And I think that I should be behind them. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like they respect it. Because they realize that I'm doing something great, whether anybody believes it or not. Just by even making my platform, just by even serving God in public like I do, I've already done enough to show him that I'm for you. But spreading his love, that's even more important. So, nevertheless, you know. But like I said, thank you. I love y'all. And I'm going to close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for always just being a light to my path. For always just showing me the right direction. I love how contradictory you are and how everything that you really stand for is contrary to what man would believe. And I feel like that's what makes you God. I honor you and I thank you, Lord, and I magnify you for everything you're doing in my life right now. You know my heart, you know my situation, and you know how much I put my own priorities to the back burner for you. You never allow me to have a selfish agenda that's about me. Because if it was, I wouldn't do what I do. But it's always about you. And that's why I'm always willing to walk through that fire. And I love you for the strength you've built in me. You've done a mighty work in me, and I just thank you for it. Because I feel like nobody else could do what I'm doing right now. Not with the peace that I have. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. In your son's name I pray. Amen. Thank you to all my sponsors. Once again, product of God. I love y'all. I love you. And I just pray that y'all continue this journey with me. Don't judge me. Just read the book and get to the end and you'll see. It was a great book. And I'm still writing it. It's still being written. God is not finished. Thank y'all for tuning in. Good night. This has been the Prince Muzzy Podcast on Anchor. Don't forget to check out all the new episodes, all the new interviews. And don't forget, we got season 3 coming up. And it's going to be crazy. Y'all got the Hot 16 Challenge coming up with all my guest rappers and all of that. Y'all not going to want to miss it, bro. I'm putting on right now, for real. We're lit. It's up there. It's stuck there. Prince Muzzy Podcast on Anchor. Yeah.